Hey y'all, what's going on? It is July 12th, 2018, and you're listening to Uncommuted. And, you know, I am running a little bit late today. I think I've been doing that pretty consistently this week, which is not too good. But, yeah, that's going to change. Just give me till tomorrow. Give me till Friday. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be up and early on Friday. but it's just so funny how this week went by so quickly, I feel like. I don't know. I mean, I guess the time flies when you're not so worried about getting it over with and when you're just kind of going with the flow, you know? Time seems to move, maybe not quickly, but at a normal pace. It doesn't seem to drag when you stop complaining about where you are and what you're doing and all that stuff. So I've learned to do that. I've learned to just accept what is, and you know, while continuing to work towards, you know, certain goals and stuff, that seems to really help. Now, I did not get to do any of the editing that I said I was going to do yesterday. I edited, you know, in spirit. It was in my head, and you know, I thought about it, and I loved it, and yes, but actually putting pen to paper, so to speak, since, you know, nobody actually uses pen and paper anymore. It's all on a laptop. That did not happen. I went straight to tennis right after work, or not straight to tennis, but, you know, I said I had, like, that 40 minutes of a break between getting home and then going to tennis, and, you know, that was not enough time to really get into the zone or anything like that. Because the changes that I have to make would have taken me much longer than 40 minutes to even, you know, get started, think about it, implement the changes, and, you know, agonize over it for a little bit. That all takes a bit of time. But tennis was fun. And, you know, it really kind of kicked my butt yesterday, because I was just constantly moving, and my feet by the end of the day were like, okay, then what you doing? That's enough. And, you know, it's crazy because today I am going to, there's a thing at work where every Thursday, you know, you do like a workout class. So I'm going to be doing that today. So yeah, you know, like I said, I'm just kind of building in or baking in all of these, modules of exercise that I can't really avoid, and that's how I'm getting my exercise in. And I think that that's good, because I won't do it otherwise, you know. So staying healthy. I mean it was just so funny, because tennis yesterday, you know, I had been friendly with like basically everybody there. I was cool. All of a sudden, this one guy, older gentleman, I don't know, he just got really snippy with me, like, the whole time. And so I don't really know what that was about. And, you know, I didn't really want to, like, be really confrontational and all that, so I was just, like, letting it go. But I kind of let him know in my own way, like, yo, stop it. But it's just so weird, because I feel like if it ever got to a point where it was an explicit exchange of, I don't like what you're saying to me, he would have backed down, like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, like one of those stupid things, and then tried to rally everybody else against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know for sure that that's what happened, but that's the sense that I get. And, you know, I just hate that, because this is an older guy, this is a white guy, and, you know, if I were to get into some kind of argument with him over the way that he was behaving towards me, I feel like it would be very easy for people to look at me like I was the aggressor, you know what I'm saying? Or I was just being the one that was unreasonable. So, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just, like, really annoying. You kind of have to guard against the the group think, you know, the brainwashing that would come along with defending yourself. You know, that's a whole deep topic I could get into, but I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm just glad that nothing really happened. I made sure to kind of get away from him because it was getting to the point where I was going to have to say something to him. And it's just funny because I never had that interaction with anybody else. You know, we were playing doubles and, you know, while he was on one side of the court with his partner, we were doing, like, I think they call it American doubles. So I was on one side by myself, and he was on the other side with another guy that was there. And at one point, I hit the ball, and it landed, like, dead in the center, and neither one of them hit the ball because they didn't know whose ball it was. It was one of those confusion things. No words were exchanged, and that was fine. Meanwhile, when it switches and he's over on my side, you know, it happened once, didn't say anything then, but then it happened again, I want to say a couple of serves later, and now all of a sudden, he's like, I don't know, he's telling me, you know, you can switch if you want to, because you can, you know, doesn't look like you know if it's yours or something like that. Like, what, it's just like, the way that he said it was just very condescending. And then at one point, we started hitting the ball. And, you know, the ball kept landing on my side. And he kept saying, that's yours. Every time the ball came over, that's yours. That's yours. I'm like, dude, I know. Like, get off of my case. I know it's mine. It's clearly mine. It's clearly on my side of the court. So, you know, and I was just like, it was one of those things that was not necessary. So, yeah, I had to get away from him because he was getting on my nerves. But, you know, he's not there often. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. And I know to avoid him now. And that's how you avoid confrontation. You know, I mean, it's weird because I'm one of the people who I will avoid confrontation as long as possible. I'm really not afraid of a confrontation you know, and that doesn't mean that it has to be some big blow up or that it has to be, you know, a screaming match. It just means there has to be, you know, you have to clearly address what's going on and your feelings about how you're being treated or whatever. That's how I view a confrontation. I'm not talking about just arguing with somebody for the sake of arguing. But anyway, that's me for the morning. And it's funny because I feel like that bit of an interaction has bled over a little bit for the rest of the night. I mean, it was just kind of at bay. I think I've been having some thoughts about different arguments and stuff that I could possibly get in. And that's another reason why I don't get into that, why I try to avoid confrontation as much as possible. I mean, within reason, of course. Because it's like those interactions, it kills my vibe. I was basically okay. It really didn't affect me all that much. So this isn't like that big of a deal. But you know, I just don't like negativity at all. So anyway, I will talk to you guys on the way back home from work. And yeah, I'm gonna keep it light, of course. Hopefully I don't get into any more confrontations today. We will see. Until then, see ya. What's going on, everyone? I'm on my way back home from work, and I made the decision today to read a lot more. I feel like, excuse me, I feel like The issue that I'm having as far as editing is concerned is stemming from a lack of imagination, I guess, or a lack of, inspiration. I don't know. I mean, it's just funny how you feel certain things that you're working on versus other things that you're working on. Like the screenplay, for example, I felt that all the way through. And it was a short piece, but, you know, you have to do the script, you have to do, you know, your log line, and you have to do a synopsis. I had to do a series synopsis, not just a synopsis of the first episode. So I had to kind of basically outline the whole series so I know exactly what's going to go on from beginning to end, or at least for that season. And, you know, it's just funny because, like, the whole time I'm working on this book, this sci-fi book, I don't know what it is. It's just, like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I love it. I love the way that it starts. I love certain pieces of it. But for some reason, it's just not clicking for me how this should go. And I really want to get this out to beta readers as quickly as possible so that I can see what the heck I need to be doing with this piece and whether it's even worth pursuing and getting, you know, a developmental edit or something like that. Maybe I should just skip them. I don't know. Maybe I should just skip it and just go straight to an editor. And that way I have a complete story. Because there's just stuff that I just, you know, this one part I'm at, I'm thinking I might need to create a whole new character just for this one part so that it makes sense and it's not like what they call Deus Ex Machina, which means God in the machine, which means that, you know, you have something that shows up randomly at the very end to help your character out, or, you know, not in the very end, but like help gets your character out of a struggle randomly. So, you know, your character, let's say your character doesn't, I don't know, they work at a clothing store, and, you know, they need to get into the clothing store to get the bad guy or something, but the door is locked. You know, it's after hours and the door is locked. So they reach into their pocket and they grab the key. But, you know, there was no mention of them being a manager. There was no mention of them ever having a key to the clothing store. So where did the key come from? So now you have to build that into the story, you know? So that's basically the kind of thing that I'm dealing with this edit. And so to bring that back to what I started saying as far as reading, I feel like, you know, when you read, that kind of helps feed my imagination a little bit. That helps get me thinking about how different authors do things. And that's something that I'm going to start doing. I just downloaded an audiobook. Forget the title of it. I'm trying to remember. I think it's Bring Me Back. It's what it's called. And it's about a guy who, I couldn't tell from the beginning of the story whether this was his wife or girlfriend or his daughter, because, now, I mean, like, and that, that's really strange for me to not know, but they didn't really define it, and the way they characterized this woman was very, young. I thought she was a child at first, but he and this girl are at a gas station. He goes in to go to the bathroom, comes out, the girl's gone. He never sees her again. So fast forward like years later, I think they said like 20 years later or something like that, and, you know, a neighbor says that they saw her or something. So this is what's basically setting up the story. That's all I've really heard so far. I'm like 6 minutes into the story. And that's on audiobook. And you know, what I'm going to do also is anytime I'm feeling, you know, bored or lacking in entertainment at the moment, you know, I'm going to go and reach for another book. Something that is, you know, something where I can actually turn the pages. You know, I think it's important to actually look at the words on the page and really see what authors are doing that way as well. You know, I had a conversation with, I think, some other writers, I think online, asking them whether audiobooks counted as reading, because the main advice, one of the big things, pieces of advice that a lot of authors give to other authors is that you always have to be reading. And, you know, I'm always listening to audiobooks. Well, not always, but I've listened to more audiobooks lately than I have been actually reading books. And I had asked, you know, is it okay? Do audiobooks count as reading? And then everybody was like, yeah, yeah, you know, they count. It's the same thing. But I don't know. You know, part of me is just like, you know, it's different. You get the prose and you get the language a little bit differently when you're reading it yourself and when you're seeing the way that it's displayed on the page. So as a writer, I think it's important for me to take some time to actually read as opposed to just listen to the audiobooks, even though it is very convenient to listen. But anyway, that's my end of the day rant. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. And I think tomorrow I'm going to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that should be interesting. And, you know, maybe I will delay my, yeah, I think I will delay my going home section, my going home segment until after the movie, because I am going like right after work, and so I'll be with a coworker, so that's probably what's going to happen anyway. So yeah, I'm going to go see a house tomorrow after work, and then we're going to go to a movie, and yeah, it should be fun. So I will talk to you guys then. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.